Jesus did not come to judge. Then Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me alone, but in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should remain in darkness. As for anyone who hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I have not come to judge the world, but to save the world. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not receive my words. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. I have not spoken on my own, but the Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it. And I know that his command leads to eternal life. So I speak exactly what the Father has told me to say." John chapter 12 verses 44 to 50. Jesus' judgment is just. "Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he sends forth judgment unto victory." Matthew chapter 12 verses 18 to 20. "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." John chapter 5 v 22, 27, 30. Jesus replied, "Even if I testify about myself, my testimony is valid, because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I came from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. But even if I do judge, my judgment is true, because I am not alone. I am with the Father who sent me. Even in your own law it is written that the testimony of two men is valid. I am one who testifies about myself, and the Father, who sent me, also testifies about me." John chapter 8 verses 14 to 18. "Just what I have been telling you from the beginning," Jesus replied. "I have much to say about you and much to judge. But the one who sent me is truthful, and what I have heard from him, I tell the world." They did not understand that he was telling them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak exactly what the Father has taught me. He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what pleases him." John chapter 8 verses 25 to 29. Believers and judgment. "You have heard that it was said to the ancients, 'Do not murder,' and 'Anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.' But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be subject to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be subject to the fire of hell. So, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Reconcile quickly with your adversary, while you are still on the way to court. Otherwise, he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny." Matthew chapter 5 verses 21 to 26. "Do not judge, or you will be judged. For with the same judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but fail to notice the beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' while there is still a beam in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the beam out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 to 5. "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Jesus also told them a parable: "Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Luke chapter 6 verses 37 to 40.